These.
Pick up football.
Pick up football.
Are the Michael K. Show.
It's football.
Pro Picks.
I've been watching it for 40 years. 40. And it's time for the Michael K. Show Pro Picks, brought to you by Bud Light. Here is the scenario. As we enter week 16, I am in first place after a three-point week 15. I went 2-1, but I lost on the Jets with my three-point play because the Rams just didn't do the job. So my record is 27-18, three better than everybody else. I've got 51 points. Peter Rosenberg is now in second place. He was perfect for the week, 3-0, 6 points. He's got a record of 24-21. He's got 49 points. So that's a good allegation of points. And Michael K., tough week, 1-2, just 2 points in week 15. He's got the same record as Peter, 24-21, but he's got 48 points. So right now, it's Peter Rosenberg out of the cellar. And Michael K., a cellar dweller, at least for the week. So, based on record from last week, Peter goes first. Anthony Pusick will read Peter's picks.
All right, Don, here we go. Here are Peter's picks for week 16 in the NFL. His one-point pick, a local pick, New York Jets +9.5 against the Cleveland Browns.
So he's going with the Jets, riding high.
Going with the Jets. At home, 9.5-point underdogs.
Okay.
So that's one-point play.
1 point.
Peter's two-point play. The Miami Dolphins, -2.5 in Vegas against the Raiders. So another AFC East team. A lot of AFC East, Peter, will be watching this Sunday.
Understood.
And the three-point play for Peter. The Dallas Cowboys, +2.5 at home against the Jalen Hurts-led Philadelphia Eagles.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting, as Peter's putting a lot of pressure on myself and Michael. All right, it's my turn. And you know what? I basically gave the picks to RJ. If you listen to the show, I mean, you like RJ saying he loves Jacksonville. I gave that to him, basically, talking up the fact that maybe Jacksonville can pull with the Jets pulled. You know, their running back's out. Looks like they've given up. But those players playing with a bit of a chip on their shoulder against the Bears team, they're getting 7.5. Bears still very much alive for a playoff berth. And they've got the Green Bay Packers next week. Could they be guilty like the Rams, looking past Jacksonville in Jacksonville? And Jacksonville maybe stealing this game? Well, I'm not going to go as far as them stealing the game, but I can see them hanging and covering the 7.5. So that'll be my one-point play. My two-point play, I like the Rams to bounce back. Now, I don't think the Rams are a great team. They're not winning a championship, but they're not as bad as they were against the Jets. That was classic trap game. Looking past the Jets, anticipating the game against Seattle, and then they got burned. And now they need the game. Seattle, outside of that destruction of the Jets, have been kind of ordinary, right? They've won. You know, they beat Washington, but it wasn't overly impressive. They lost to the Giants. It's only a half point. I'm getting a half point on the Rams. It's pick a winner. Wouldn't it be just total football for the Rams to go from losing to the Jets to going to Seattle and beating the Seahawks? Well, that's going to be my two-point play. And my three-point play, 49ers at the Cardinals. This is de facto home game for the 49ers because this has been their home building over the last couple of weeks. But San Francisco looks to be fading. All those injuries, I think, have finally caught up with them, and they're the five-win team that they really should have been because of these injuries. And the Cardinals, they've got the Bears breathing down their neck. They need to get into the playoffs the way they played for the majority of the year. They got back up after losing 4 of 5, beat the Giants, beat the Eagles, and I think they'll beat the 49ers by more than 5.5. So much so, I'm making that my three-point play. So I've got the Cardinals -5.5 as my three-point play. The Rams +0.5 is my two-point play. The Jaguars +7.5, my one-point play. Those are my picks for the week. And now Michael trying to play catch-up. He's on vacation, but Anthony Pusick has his picks.
Now, let's be clear, Don. Michael and Peter did not know what either person picked. Like we always do. They texted me individually, separately, unless they texted each other. That I'm unsure of. But Andrew did a great job putting this together on his vacation. It was very nice of him. The first game for Michael, his one-point game, Sunday Night Football in Lambeau. He's taking the Packers, -3.5 against the Titans.
Okay, usually he's a Titan guy, so he's going Packers.
He's going against the grain here with that one. Don, maybe he was listening to RJ Bell and you. Maybe not. But Michael's going Jacksonville +7.5. Against the Bears as his two-point play.
All right.
Everybody, all Jet fans rooting for that one. So you have the one-point play on that. Michael has the two-point play on that.
Interesting.
Don, this is big. There's no other way to say it. Michael is going against Peter's one-point play, taking the Browns -9.5 against the Jets.
Ooh.
And that could swing things
in Michael's favor.
You know what,
ladies and gentlemen? That might be the season right there. That could be the season right there. He's already trailing Peter by three, by one. And depending on how that game goes, you know, that's a big three-point swing, baby. That could be it. There's only 15 picks after this week left with week 17 in the playoffs. That could be big. Interesting stuff for Michael and Peter. So there you go. So Michael's three-point play is Cleveland. His two-point play is Jacksonville. And Green Bay is his one-point play. So very interesting week 16. We're all going to be off next week when we do the picks. So we'll probably do them again on next Friday, I guess, and we'll just have to all be via the phone, all having to send them in for the last week because we're all going to be off. But we got the picks in, and it should be very, very interesting stuff down the stretch for sure. That's Pro Picks brought to you by Bud Light. When game day is a go, there's a Bud Light. Bud Light is there, official beer sponsor of the New York Jets. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. They have helped the lives of many and continue to be just a phone call or click away. 1-800-GAMBLER. Support, treatment, and hope.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.